Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
Is the CEO and commissioner of the new XFL and the papa bear of one Andrew Luck, the mighty Oliver Luck. How you doing today, Oliver?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We're excited to have you on. And, you know, we were just talking about your league. And first things first, why are you guys in Dallas and why are you guys playing at Globe Life Park?
So, great questions. We're in Dallas because I think the Metroplex may be the best football market in America. You know, I've been, you know, someone who lived in Houston for a number of years. As much as I like, you know, Houston, I think Dallas, and you know, for whether it's pro football and the Cowboys or college football, or high school football, right? Don't need to name all the legacy programs up there. It's just been an unbelievable football market. So, to me, it was a very easy decision for us to, you know, to move into the Metroplex. We're with, you know, the Texas Rangers, Globe Life Park, because I think that could become, you know, a great venue for us. We'll be the first tenant, you know, in the new building. I say new building, not where the Rangers are going to play, but, you know, where the Rangers are moving from, you know, the current building. But they're going to retrofit it a little bit. They're going to, you know, design it to be very friendly to football, both, you know, professional football with the XFL franchise as well, trying to attract the high school games, probably have the Arlington ISD teams play there as well. So I think, you know, between the passion that exists in the DFW market and between, you know, the venue and the way the Rangers and their staff, particularly Neil Liebman, Rob Matwick, a lot of the guys that I've known over the years, the way they reached out and embraced us, I think was really special. So we're very excited. I think this can be one of our best franchises, quite honestly.
Okay, so have you named the franchise that'll be in Dallas, or how will that happen?
We have not named it. We are going through the process of deciding on names, on team colors, on logos. Those announcements will all be coming in the first quarter of 2019 of next year.
Will it be stuff that is, I mean, will it be akin to the Cowboys, totally separate from the, I mean, will you go out of your way to make it separate, different colors, no outlaw name or anything like that, or will it be tied to the Cowboys in any way?
Well, I mean, we have no formal relationship with the National Football League or any of the franchises. You know, I know the commissioner, Roger Goodell, very well. I used to work for him when I was running NFL Europe. So we've got, I think, very friendly and sort of positive relationships with league office and with, you know, folks at the club level. But there's no formal relationship in terms of the XFL and the NFL. So, you know, we're going to look at all sorts of different names, color combinations, et cetera. I think we'll do that in a little bit of a vacuum, not so worried about what the Cowboys may have or any of the other professional teams, you know, in the marketplace. You know, we want our franchises to have their own identity, but, you know, they also need to fit into the sort of the cultural territory, if you will, you know, of Dallas-Fort Worth or of Houston or of Seattle, you know, wherever we are. So, you know, I think we'll come up with some pretty good ideas. Vince McMahon and the WWE folks, of course, Vince is, you know, providing the capital for this league. It is the ultimate owner of this league. You know, he's shown himself over the years to be pretty creative. And I think, you know, I think we'll kind of take that into consideration as we figure out the names and colors and team logos.
I am fascinated by Vince. Just to kind of fit in with the personality, do you guys have meetings where you have to yell at each other first, like a big stage yelling match, and then someone gets thrown out of the room or anything like that?
Well, you know, I didn't know Vince until I started working for him. You know, this past summer I started in July, and he's a fascinating guy. You know, very smart. As you can imagine, the stage presence is a little bit different from, you know, the business presence that he has in the boardroom. He runs a publicly traded company. He's chairman and CEO. You know, he's built a remarkable business, you know, over the years with WWE. I'm learning from Vince McMahon, and, you know, over my entire, you know, career in the sports business, I always have enjoyed working places where I can learn from my boss. And he's very smart, very intuitive. He has given me a lot of responsibility in the football space because that's not a business that he knows. So, you know, he's one of these guys that's, I think, smart enough to know what he doesn't know and has entrusted me and the staff that I'm putting together to, you know, build, you know, a very high-quality football league that can play entertaining, fast-paced, up-tempo football, get it all, you know, all done in 3 hours, have a nice game day experience for fans, you know, family affordable prices. You know, he's given me sort of the touch lines that that he wants, and we're working our best to, you know, fulfill all of those sort of obligations that he's given us.
We're talking to Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck's father, Oliver Luck, who is the CEO and commissioner of the XFL. And obviously, we're huge fans of your son. We think he's fantastic. And I want to ask you this, though. In terms of guys who have tried to play in the NFL or no longer in the NFL, are those the types of players that will be playing? Will you guys compete with the NFL for players? What will that look like?
So I don't think we'll compete with the NFL for plays. Nobody's really competing with the NFL for plays. It's going to be and always has been and will be, you know, the gold standard for players and really for coaches for that matter. But think about this, right? September 1st this past year, that was the big NFL cutdown. Everybody went from 90 players, you know, they could start training camp with, you know, down to 53. It was like almost 900 guys that were cut. That's a lot of good football players,
right? Yeah.
You know, and in that group, you know, lots of recognizable names of veterans, but, you know, also a lot of, you know, first, second year guys. So, you know, those guys want to continue to play football. I, you know, running NFL Europe, I saw a lot of those guys. I saw Kurt Warner. I saw John Kitten. I saw, Jake Delhomme and these guys come through. They played 10 games. They played 10 games and sort of resurrected their careers. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that were college All-Americans, all-conference players, you know, good football players. They might have been in the wrong spot in a training camp, or they might be a little bit too slow, lackadaisical. Who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just not quite have what it takes to make the 53-man roster. Those are the guys that we're going to target, obviously. And I think you can build a good league around those guys. You've got to give yourself time. And Vince has given us time. He's given us all of calendar year 2019 to do this. But that's sort of the type of league that we want to build, because I think those players are pretty darn good, and they have a lot of desire, even if it's just to get back into the NFL, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a developmental league. But I can certainly envision that there'll be players who will play well in our league. You know, maybe they'll be all XFL or the XFL MVP, and I'm sure those kind of guys will get another invite to a training camp, which we will, you know, encourage them to take, because the NFL, again, is going to remain the gold standard.
Well, there's a quarterback everybody talks about, wondering why he's not on a team in the NFL. He's 31 now. Maybe he'll be 32, 33 at that point. Can you see Colin Kaepernick playing in the XFL?
Well, you know, we will start signing our head coaches and quarterbacks in the first quarter of 2019. We've not talked about individuals, right? You know, but any specific individuals. We are looking for guys who have played in the NFL, you know, have had more than a cup of coffee in the NFL, or as somebody once told me, I had an espresso in the NFL. They don't out so quickly. But we want guys that, you know, that have that sort of experience of, you know, been on a practice squad or have played in some regular season games and understand, you know, how tough it is to play quarterback. You know, I don't want to comment on Colin. I've got no idea of what kind of shape he's in, et cetera. Certainly, you know, guys that have had a number of years in the league are guys that we would be interested in. You know, it is hard to be one of two quarterbacks on a roster. You know, and
yeah.
That's a position where, gosh, you know, there's such high-level quarterback play in major college football. These guys just don't have a chance to make it in the league. It's really hard.
Talking to Oliver Luck here on the Ben and Skin Show, you know, Ben mentioned that we are big fans of your son. We were fascinated when we found out that Andrew has a book club. And so we have to ask you, when you were raising Andrew, like at the age of 10, did he strike you as the kind of guy that would have his own book club?
He actually did. we have four kids. He's the oldest. My wife and I are both avid readers, and, you know, we were actually, Andrew grew up, you know, over in Europe when I was running NFL Europe, so didn't watch much TV, you know, when we were over there. So we read to our kids a lot, and as soon as they started to read, you know, they read a lot. You know, transatlantic flights, they pick up a book and immerse themselves in that book. Probably did more of that than, you know, playing video games. So the short answer is it doesn't surprise me or my wife at all that, you know, Andrew started the book club, and he's pretty, you know, serious about it. You know, he's a little bit more active with it, you know, in the off season, a little bit less so in season, as you can imagine. But he enjoys reading. It's his sort of escape, you know, from the daily travails of being your local city's NFL quarterback. Because as you guys know, lots of pressure on those guys.
No doubt. Oliver, they're giving us the wrap sign. We're going to let you go, but we appreciate you jumping on. You did a heck of a job raising that young man, and I'm sure all his siblings as well. Hey, thanks to you, and good luck to the XFL.
Oh, they did just cut him off.
I knew that was going to happen.
That was beautiful. That's awesome.
Somebody else said that on Twitter. They're like, hey, those interviews end right at the...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there he goes.
She said it was booked like all day today.
Yeah.
And she goes, if it's not over at 3:30, we'll cut you off. And, you know, we'll get him on a couple minutes late. It's interesting. I'm glad you asked the Kaepernick question, Ben.
Yeah.
Because on the day of the big press conference months ago, it was in the summer.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon goes up there in his voice and he was like, the number one rule is... we will not have any players who kneel.
Yeah.
Everyone will stand. And then he tried to body slam someone, and it was real weird.
Yeah.
But, Oliver handled that question very well.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a smart guy.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
He handled it the exact right way, and he's going to be asked that many. I bet he's been asked that 10 times today if he's doing the car wash thing, right?
Yeah. All day.
So, yeah, we wanted to let everybody know that was going to get cut off at some point. The goal was originally to try to just have him cut off in mid-answer, but they timed that thing out perfectly.
Yeah.
He did say avid reader, though.
Okay, that's good. Guys notice? I felt like his voice changed a little bit.
Did you guys talk to my dad? My dad is, if you guys may know, me and my dad are avid readers.
Hi, my name is Andrew Luck.
Oh, no.
You may know that I'm the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
I didn't know that.
But you may not know that I'm an avid reader.
I did know that.
I've enjoyed reading for a long time, and I can tell you it's a wonderful way to spend free time.
Did you say wonderful?
My friends, family, and teammates often ask me for suggestions of books to read.
Nobody says wonderful.
And I'm more
wonderful.
Than happy to share titles with them, as they are with me. I decided to start a book club, and no surprise, it's called the Andrew Luck Book Club. It's very simple to participate. The AndrewLuckBookClub.com website will be the hub. Periodically, I'll post two new books on the website.
Oh my gosh.
One for younger readers, rookies, with books I enjoyed from my childhood, and one for veterans, which will include books I'm currently reading. To be a member, you don't have to join.
Okay, we don't need the membership details.
Hold on, you know what, that was amazing.
I really do think he's the kind of guy that's currently reading several books.
Yeah, oh, he's at nine books. So I know I've been pushing the Adam Sandler Netflix special, but yeah. I don't think I played this audio for you last week. There's a whole song about, I'm going to be a better man, and I'm going to start to read books, and I'm going to go buy 10 books, and then he ends up just... reading is dumb. Reading sucks. I need to play on my phone. The whole song just ends up with, I want to just be on my phone all the time. No book. Book is dumb. Put book down.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.